US President Donald Trump met Syria's new leader on his Middle East trip yesterday, and President Ahmed al-Sharaa, the man who was once jailed by the US Army in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, was described as a great and an attractive guy, strong, by Mr. Trump, who has lifted US sanctions against Syria. Irish-Syrian journalist Razan Ibrahim can fill us in on these developments. And first of all, Razan Ibrahim, how big an about turn this meeting between President Trump and President Ahmed al-Sharaa?
Good morning, Anya. I mean, definitely it is a historic meeting, I have to say. It changed a lot in the Syrian history. It was a turning point, I have to say, to push Syria forward and push the Syrian story, economy, society, to give a platform for Syrian society and government to be, you know, on that stage. And also with the sanctions being lifted, that was talked about before, and there were a lot of, like, in a way, from Arab countries encouraging United States to lift the sanctions. And in the conference 2 days ago in Riyadh, surprisingly, Donald Trump announced the lift of the sanctions, which was a surprise for everyone. And really, it gave Syrians a huge push forward, hope, optimism, joyful, to restart and rebuild the country. So it was surreal as well to see that image, shaking hands and standing, you know, like side to side with Donald Trump, you know, especially as you mentioned, with the history of the current transitional Syrian president. Now, after 6 months, now they are shaking hands and hopefully, you know, things will work out for Syrian people.
What difference will the lifting of sanctions make to daily life in Syria after years of civil war and conflict?
Yeah, absolutely, Anya. You know, Syrian's economy on its knees. Health system is collapsed. No banking system at all inside Syria or even with the outside world transaction. 90% of Syrians live below the poverty line. I'm going to give you an example. When I left Syria, the $1 was about 50 Syrian lira. Now $1 is about 12,000. So a collapse in the currency as well. And currently the Syrian average salary would be around 30 euro a month. So there is a huge, huge devastation, and sanctions were completely blocking any opportunity for Syrians to go forward and rebuild the country. However, I have to say the sanctions lifted now, but it is complex process to be implemented. And also, it is going to be lifted gradually, I believe.
All right. Well, thank you for filling us in on that this morning. That's Irish-Syrian journalist Razan Ibrahim.